Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, May 7th, 2012. I'm Mayor Scott Smith. As always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Reverend Paul Whitlock of the Desert Heritage Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Chris Glover. Please, if you'd please stand for the invocation and the pledge.
I invite you to pray with me. Loving God, we pray for the city of Mesa and for the surrounding areas, that the needs for all, for food and shelter, work, justice, and dignity might be met. We pray that the diverse people living here may join our efforts to seek the good for all. We thank you, loving God, for the gift of leadership you have gathered here. We pray for civil discourse. Guide us as we meet together, that we might listen more than we speak, that we might think calmly and carefully, decide wisely and well. We pray your blessing to be upon all of Mesa. We especially lift up our public servants, our fire and police departments. We ask you to bless our representatives here. Grant that through their discussions and decisions, we may solve our problems effectively, enhance the well-being of our city and community, and achieve together a better, more loving Mesa. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. We'd like to excuse Councilmember Dina Higgins, who's out of town and will not be joining us by phone, or since she's out of town in person either. Two and a half months ago, we had the great honor and privilege in this city of hosting the Republican presidential debate here in the Mesa Arts Center. And I was very, very proud of our city, not only our community for coming together, but for the various city departments and for what they did, both at the Arts Center and other departments. It took a lot of coordination, a lot of people working together to pull that off, and it was so very grateful. I was grateful to hear from our friends at CNN, who told us afterwards that of all the debates they'd done, that Mesa had been, in their view, the best site. And that was a combination of how they were treated by the community, the facility, which was beautiful, but also our city departments, which they said just performed admirably and well above the standard that others had set. We're especially grateful for the efforts of our police department, who had the great task of working with not only CNN but with the Secret Service, who was by then providing security for the candidates. And they worked well together, and we would like to welcome Mr. Kevin Rice, who's a special agent in charge of the Secret Service Phoenix office, who asked if he could come and recognize one of our departments. So, Kevin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, members of the City Council. As the mayor said, my name is Kevin Rice. I'm the agent in charge of the Phoenix Field Office of the Secret Service. We're a dual mission agency. We investigate numerous federal crimes, but what we're known for the most is protection of certain individuals. Early in this campaign, we picked up Governor Romney, and as you know, Governor Romney came here for the debate. We were a minor player at that point because we only had protection on one of the candidates. We didn't have protection on some of the other candidates. So it was fell on your city's police department to create the security plan for the debate. We were in, we showed up kind of late to the game. I sat down with your police department and some of your members. They provided an overview of what they had coordinated. I've been with Secret Service for 22 years, been in law enforcement for 26. It was the most professional, most comprehensive security plan of a major event that I've ever seen. There was very little we could offer in way of advice. They are as professional as I've ever seen. If I could take a second, Chief Milstead is is a major institutional player in the Valley and in Arizona law enforcement to begin with. He's at every meeting of all the major role players. I can't say enough about his level of cooperative vision and professionalism. As you also know, President Obama came here several months back. He landed in Mesa Gateway, and your department provided security and assisted us for that visit as well. So the only thing I can say is the members of your community and the city council and the mayor, you should be extremely proud of the work that they have done. I'm honored to work among them and consider them friends. So when I told the director of the Secret Service the level of cooperation and professionalism we received, Director Mark Sullivan sent me this certificate of appreciation presented to the Mesa Police Department in special recognitions of your efforts and superior contributions to the law enforcement responsibilities of the U.S. Secret Service, issued in the city of Washington, D.C., given under my hand and seal in the year 2012, Mark Sullivan, Director of the United States Secret Service. So if I could, I'd like to present that to Chief Milstead, if I could.
Chief.
And if I can take a little bit of more time, there were certain officers and detectives that I wanted to individually recognize by certificates from the Phoenix Field Office. And I won't go into everything that they did, but if Officer Joel Anderson, Detective Steve Berry, Sergeant Ryan Russell, Commander Bill Peters, Commander Lee White, and Assistant Chief Heston Silbert, if they could come on up here, I'd like to present certificates of appreciation from the Phoenix Field Office for their assistance. We could not have provided a safe environment for neither the President or Governor Romney without their assistance. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, why don't you guys turn around so we can see your certificates. This is for the camera. This is really nice. There we go.
It's got the White House and everything on it. So.
Oh, look at that.
And I don't know if there's a member of the Mesa Fire Department here as well. I thought there was Assistant Chief Dan Stubbs.
Yeah, Chief Stubbs.
We had him outnumbered.
When we say provide a secure environment for our protectees, it goes way beyond just a bunch of gun toters. It's a physical environment that we have to worry about, chemical, biological, fire, all those things that people much smarter than me have to deal with. And Mesa Fire coordinated the arrival of Air Force One safety precautions there. And then in addition to providing a safe environment, you can only imagine what it would have been if a serious event had gone on in that center during a live CNN debate. So the Mesa Fire Department was crucial in providing a safe environment. So I wanted to present a certificate of appreciation to the Mesa Fire Department, too.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mayor.
Agent Rice, thank you so very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We've always thought that our police and fire departments are among the best in the country. It's great to hear somebody else come in and confirm our suspicions. We're proud of them. Thank you. Great. The first item on our agenda is the consent agenda. We'll have the consent agenda read in the record this evening by Mr. Kevin Christopher.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, it will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If the citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Arizona, one-day charitable event, Saturday, May 19th, 1924, West 8th Street. Item 3B, Act on Liquor License for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Saturday, May 12th, 1 to 270 West Main Street. Item 3C, Act on Liquor License for Longhorn Steakhouse, 1434 South Alma School Road. Item 3D, Act on Liquor License for National Comedy Theater, 1111 South Longmore. Item 3E, Act on Liquor License for Divine Wine Bar and Bistro, 2837 North Power Road. Item 3F, Act on Liquor License for One Stop Food Mart and Deli, 1620 West University Drive. Item 3G, Act on Liquor License for China City Buffet, 2235 South Power Road. Item 3H, Act on Liquor License for George's Heroes and Chicken, 205 North Country Club Drive. Item 3I, Act on Liquor License for Osaka Teppanyaki Sushi and Bar, 6730 West Superstition Springs Boulevard. Item 4A, Act on Contract to Purchase 8 Replacement Ruggedized Laptop Computers for the Communications Department. Item 4B, Act on Contract to Purchase 1 Additional 12-Lead Heart Monitor Defibrillator for the Fire Department. Item 4C, Act on Contract to Purchase Replacement Interchangeable Thermal Imaging Camera for the Police Department Aviation Unit. Item 4D, Act on Contract to Purchase 4-inch and 6-inch coated steel pipe for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4E, Act on Renewed Term Contract for Swimming Pool Chemicals for Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4F, Act on Renewed Term Contract for Reflectorized Sign Sheeting for Transportation Department. Item 4G, Act on Contract for Fire Suppression Upgrades at 4 City Facilities. This project is funded from the Fiscal Year 11-12 Facilities Maintenance Operating Budget. Item 4H, Act on Contract for Downtown Utility Improvements south of Main Street between Center and Robeson. Funding is available from the existing Fiscal Year 11-12 Water Bond Program. Item 4I, Act on Contract for Security and Landscape Improvements at Sycamore Transit Center and Park and Ride Facility, 1804 West Main Street. Item 5A, Act on Resolution approving Fiscal Year 12-13 Annual Action Plan for submittal to HUD and authorizing City Manager to submit it. Item 5B, Act on Resolution approving second substantial amendment to Annual Action Plan for Fiscal Year 11-12 for HUD for Emergency Solutions Grant and authorizing City Manager to submit it. Item 5C, Act on Resolution approving first substantial amendment of five-year consolidated plan for fiscal years 2010 to 2014 for HUD and authorizing City Manager to submit it. Item 5D, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to submit applications to HUD to receive CDBG entitlement funds as amended and approve all activities and funding allocations undertaken by nonprofit organizations that meet the objectives and priorities identified in the consolidated plan. Item 5E, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to submit applications to HUD to receive CDBG entitlement funds as amended and approve all activities and funding allocations undertaken by city departments that meet the objectives and priorities identified in the consolidated plan. Item 5F, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to submit an application to HUD to receive entitlement funds under the HOME Act and delegating authority to the Housing Advisory Board to approve all activities and funding allocations undertaken by nonprofit organizations that meet the objectives and priorities identified in the consolidated plan. Item 5G, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to submit an application to HUD to receive entitlement funds under the HOME Act as amended and delegating authority to the Housing Advisory Board to approve all activities and funding allocations undertaken by city departments that meet the objectives and priorities identified in the consolidated plan. Item 5H, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to submit an application to HUD to receive entitlement funds under the McKinney Homeless Assistance Act of 1987 as amended for the Emergency Solutions Grant. Item 5I, Act on Resolution vacating a public street right-of-way located at 10 West Southern Avenue and selling it to the adjacent property owner, Arizona Recycling, at the appraised value plus a processing fee. Item 5J, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to sell a city-owned parcel located at approximately 2429 East McKellips Road to the adjacent property owner, SRP. Item 5K, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to sell city-owned property known as the Pinal County Farmlands, execute necessary documents, and enter into a master lease during the phased sale of the property. The property consists of approximately 11,447 acres in Pinal County, Arizona. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-14, 32 South Center Street, located south of Main Street on the west side of Center Street. Council use permit and site plan modification to allow development of a sport court at an existing charter school. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-19, the 10,000 to 10,200 block of East Baseline Road, located at the northeast corner of Chrisman and Baseline, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a medical center. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-18, 1840 and 1910 South Stapley Drive, located north of Baseline Road and west of Stapley Drive, a rezone to allow for development of business park uses. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-02, 6859 East Rembrandt Avenue, located north of Warner Road and east of Power Road. Council use permit to allow an existing charter school within an industrialized zoned area. This has been amended to be a two-year permit. Item 6E, introduction of ordinance repealing existing personnel rules applicable to City of Mesa employees and adopting new personnel rules. Item 7A, act on ordinance repealing and adopting a new Mesa City Code, Title 1, Chapter 21, relating to the procurement of materials, non-professional contract services, and capital improvements to take effect on September 1st, 2012. Item 7B has been removed from the agenda. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a council member would like removed from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests from the public to remove an item?
No requests, ma'am.
Great. I'm just glad we only have to apply to HUD once a year. I don't think Kevin could have read any more in theirs. Great. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh and a second from Councilmember Glover to approve the consent agenda. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Councilmember Higgins absent. The consent agenda is approved. We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor. A second. Oh, blue cards. Are there blue cards? I didn't see any blue cards, so I felt that. Thank you. We still have a motion from the Vice Mayor and a second from Councilmember Glover to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.